Picture this. You're sitting with your phone trying to find one more way to reach your audience. You know you need another way to get your content out there to those who need it, but in a way that draws them in. You can do this through podcasting. Now you know podcasting can work, but how do you start? You can always hire someone to do it for you, but what if you just don't have the financial ability to do so? Or simply just don't want to spend the money? What if I told you you can get all of the steps from an experienced podcast manager to help you do this yourself? I have created the Podcast Launch Companion to help do exactly this. This is not another course from someone who has not helped dozens of podcasters get started. This is the exact process I use with my launch clients, step by step, for you to do on your own at a fraction of the done-for-you launch price. If you are ready to get a podcast launched by summer, click the link in the show notes or visit allisonnitch.com/DIY. That's allisonnitch.com/DIY to learn more. Now on to the episode. Why is it that when it comes to podcasting, all we hear about is how to grow your downloads? Most people think that that's what they should be focusing on is how many downloads should I have? What's the best number of downloads? What should I be aiming for? And the truth is, it just depends. What's good for you may not be good for another podcast host, and what's good for one podcast host may not be in your realm of expertise. A lot of people are going to be telling you that you need to focus on how to grow your show by getting more downloads. And I am going to go against the grain here and say I disagree on that. Now, yes, downloads are important. They are an important metric to track to see that you are growing. However, I don't think that's what you should focus on. For one, it's going to stress you out when you don't see the downloads you think you should be getting. And who's to say what you should be getting is what you really need? In today's episode, I want to talk about what you should be focusing on when it comes to your podcast. And in return, the downloads will follow. So let's get started. Hey, I'm Allison, former elementary teacher turned online business owner, but more importantly, your podcasting best friend. On this show, we will explore the power of using your voice to engage your audience and increase your impact. After 20 years of struggling to find what I was truly meant to do, it was a podcast that changed my life. Someone out there needs to hear your message. So get ready to unlock the secrets and use your powerful message to connect with your audience like never before. Whether you are thinking of starting your own show, just getting started, or an experienced podcaster, there is something here for everyone. Let's master your message. All right. So many people think that you need all of these downloads to make sure that you have a successful podcast, that you need a huge audience to sell to. But to me, that is just not true. The first thing we need to focus on is what we truly need to make our business successful, and that may not be many downloads for some of you, including me. So why do I not focus on downloads? Well, first of all, what exactly is a download? Some of you who may not have started a podcast, you've heard the word thrown out there, you know you need a bunch of downloads, or you've heard you need a bunch of downloads, but you're not quite sure what a download is. A download is basically when an audio file has been delivered to someone's device. They have pretty much saved that episode or whatever it might be, that audio file to their phone or their computer or whatever it might be. And so many podcasters focus on getting so many of them because they feel like that is what they need to be a successful podcast. And I'm not going to lie to you and say I don't care about downloads. I mean, it is really nice to see that people are listening, but it's not my main focus. I mean, okay, let's take it this way. If Amy Porterfield, Jenna Kutcher, all of those high name podcasters out there, if they didn't have very many downloads considering their audience size, that would seem a little bit off. But it honestly depends on you as the host. So what do I focus on? I focus on the message. I focus on the content and the quality of the episodes that I am delivering to you. The downloads are going to follow when you have that quality content. But do not go into podcasting only focusing on how many downloads you think you're going to get, because it will put so much pressure on you. So many people think, well, I need to do 3 or 4 episodes a week to get this many downloads and blah, blah, blah. And then in the end, they've just burnt themselves out. That's one of the biggest questions I have when launching client episode or podcast is that what is a good number of downloads to get for your podcast launch? And the answer is, it depends. Some of my clients have a huge Instagram following and get a little bit concerned when their podcast downloads don't match that Instagram following. But you also have to take into consideration of your audience. Some of them may not be podcast listeners. Some of them are blog readers. Some of them just like social media. So it really just depends. But having that huge download as a focus is not the best thing to focus on. You want to focus on your content that you are putting out there. I did a little experiment about this on Instagram because I didn't want to mess up the podcast. But I just put up a reel that was basically, I don't know, I think it was like a little motivational message. It didn't really have much value to it, although there was some meaning behind it. I truly enjoyed the message, but my views were horrible for it. And that was understandable. So if you just focus on downloads, 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 I need to put in an episode so I get those downloads and blah, blah, blah. It's not going to help you grow as much as if you just focus on your message, the quality of the content, because then you will get those downloads. Here's the other thing I focus on. Sometimes a smaller audience gives you what we call those super fans. If you have millions of downloads, how many of those people are truly there to become a client, to purchase from you? Some of them are just coming to get your free content, and that is okay. We want those people too. But I would rather focus on my true super fans than try to reach thousands of people who don't really connect with me. At the end of the day, downloads are just a vanity metric. You could get into your podcast host and see that you had, I don't know, 5,000 downloads for one episode. Did it convert anybody? Was there an ROI on that? And sometimes you truly are just providing that valuable content, those valuable messages that are helping your audience grow. And that is amazing. Don't get me wrong. We do want those downloads. We do. But I don't want you to just jump into podcasting and think that is what you truly have to focus on, because the downloads will come. Because you could have 100 listeners or maybe even just 20, and they are so engrossed in everything you have to say. They're growing with you. They're learning from you. Those people are more likely to convert into a client or a customer or whatever it is that you are using your podcast for. Plus, here is the huge thing. Downloads do not matter as much as listens do. I know that downloads is the big thing that we focus on, and yes, that's what's usually tracked. But for instance, I have my podcast app set up to where it does not download those episodes. It counts as a listen. So you really want to focus on more of your listens than downloads, because Apple's changing it a little bit now where they don't. That's a whole nother story. But some of you have podcasts that just automatically download to your phone. They're saved to your phone. I turned that off because my phone was so full from my store of storage because of all those saved episodes. I just did it to where it does not automatically download to my phone. So I did a little test with one of my clients and I was listening to one of her episodes and it does not show up in the platform that she has. So just because your download numbers are not what you want them to be does not mean that people are not listening to you. And that is so annoying and hard because you want to know that they are listening, but there's just no way to know that. So I want you to keep that into consideration and not think, oh, I don't have enough downloads. My podcast isn't doing well. I'm not great at this, blah, blah, blah. That's not the case. Again, if you focus on your message, if you focus on that quality content that you are trying to put out there, people will listen. Another thing I want to just kind of talk about too is you have to think about who you are and who your audience is. You are not going to grow as quickly as someone like Mel Robbins. I talked about this before. I think she was in the top 5 on the charts with just her trailer, but she has a huge audience. I'm listening to some Love is Blind cast members who started their podcast, and they have, hundreds of thousands of downloads, but that's understandable because they were on TV and people know who they are. They have an audience, so they are going to expect those downloads. But I want to talk to you a little bit about a few of my clients because I am just so amazed by some of the things that happen. I had a client who launched, and with 2 weeks of launching, she had 2 course sales. She had only had 4 episodes out. So that just shows that it doesn't really matter how many downloads she has. She had the quality content there. She was able to explain what she does, and she sold. I have another one who I believe within the first month, maybe even 2 weeks, gained her first coaching client since she switched to coaching from her podcast. I have another one who, after it took a while, but once she really nailed down her messaging, once she really nailed down what it was she wanted to speak about, gained one of her most ideal clients she's ever had. I have other clients that people are reaching out to them just to say how much their episodes resonate with them. I am one of those people that if someone DM'd me and said, your episode, blah, 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 it meant so much, that would almost mean like more to me than anything. I mean, just to know that you're reaching out and helping somebody can mean the world to someone else. So this whole episode is all to tell you that you can focus on the downloads. You can, but I would not make that your main focus. Yes, we want people to listen. Yes, we want those who are out there to find us and to learn from us. And downloads are going to show us that that is happening. However, don't forget that there are people out there who don't download those episodes and they count as a listen. Some platforms will show you your unique listens and some don't. So take your downloads with a grain of salt and know that you do want to put a little bit into it. I mean, if you have zero, we've got a problem. But if you're only having 20, 30, 50 downloads an episode and that bothers you, let's take a step back and think about why. Why is that bothering you? Is it because you feel like you should be reaching more people? And if that is the case, then we can focus on ways to grow. But I also want you to realize that if you were in a room with 50 people staring at you while you're talking, how would that make you feel? You would think, oh my gosh, there are a lot of people in this room. So stop and think about that. And don't think about 30 downloads being a small number. Think about, I have 30 people listening to me each week. And that's what I try to do each week is I focus on, you know what? If I don't have 2,000 people each week listening to me, that's okay. If I have 25 that are going to come to me every single week and I can focus on those 25, that's what I'm going to do because they're there to listen to me. So that's what I want you to think about when it comes to downloads. Yes, it is a metric we need to look at, but we don't need to focus on it. We want those downloads to be going up just to truly show that we are reaching people and that we are connecting with more people. But I don't want you to look at it as what the number is. If you start with 10, great. You have 10 people listening to you. And if the next month you have 12, oh my goodness, you gain two more people. Don't look at it as why do I not have 1,000 downloads yet? Because you are going to burn yourself out. And another thing you need to think about, I just did the monthly stats for March for my clients, is that so many people find you later and listen to your episodes. That is why podcasting is so powerful, because somebody can come back and listen to an episode from 2 years ago. And it just, so one of the podcast reports I do is a top 10 episodes. And usually we start this after they're about 30 episodes or so in, just to get a good, you know, amount of data. But I have a client who is almost 110 episodes in, and some of her episodes in her top 10 are from the top literally 10 episodes she ever posted. And they are still getting hundreds of downloads every month. And it just amazes me that so many people are still finding her, but they're going back to the beginning. So when you focus on that quality content, you are wanting people to hear the message you have to say. That's why I named the show Master Your Message. Because once you have that message that you are trying to share with others, they will go back and listen to those old episodes. And that's what you want. You have a whole library of content. It's not like social media where they're just going to focus on what you're saying right now in the moment. You have things for them to go back and refer to. So focus on what you feel like your ideal listener wants to hear and what they need to know and learn from you. And everything else will follow. All right. I hope that made sense. I hope I'm not like a Debbie Downer on downloads because yes, I do look at them. Yes, I track them for my clients, but we look at it as a growth measure and not a, oh, I only have this number. I want this number. You start with what you get and you grow from there. So if you are thinking about starting a podcast, I do not want you to go into it thinking I need so many downloads. I want you to go into it with your message. I want you to go into it with how can we turn that message into episodes and then give your listeners the value that I know you have in you to give them. And if you need help with that, I am a message away. Send me a DM on Instagram. Let's get you started. And I do have something coming up in May, so stay tuned. I'm working on some things behind the scenes, and I want to be able to help more of you. All right, my friends, thank you so much for being here today. If you found value in this episode, please feel free to leave me a review. I love to read them and hear what you think about the show. Share this with some of your friends who may be focusing on those downloads, and you may need to tell them, hey, listen to this. Because I know so many people need to hear that, because we hear all of these people above us saying, do this, do this, do this, do this. But the thing is, they're already there. And they sometimes forget what it's like to get started. So I'm really kind of talking to those of you that are just getting started and you're not quite where you feel like you need to be. Don't worry about it. You will get there. But we need to shift our focus onto what will get us there. Okay. I am so glad you stayed with me till the end, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insights to enhance your podcasting journey. Remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Allison Mitch for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and even more podcasting goodness. And if you're ready to take your podcast dreams to the next level, visit my website at allisonmitch.com. There you'll discover resources and opportunities waiting for you. But before you go, here's a special request. If you've enjoyed this episode and believe in the power of podcasting, please take a moment to leave a rating and review. Your feedback fuels the mission and helps others find their path to purposeful podcasting. Until next time, keep podcasting with purpose, and remember, your voice has the potential to impact the world. Together, we'll make it happen.